I'm Steve Miller reporting. Austin Police Chief Brian Manley said Wednesday morning investigators did not know the motive behind this month's string of bombings in the Texas Capitol.
You know, that's the one thing we don't have right now is a motive behind this. We do not understand what motivated him to do what he did, and that will also be part of the continuing investigation as we try to learn more about him and to understand why he took the actions that he did.
The suspect has been identified as 24-year-old Mark Anthony Condit, who is deceased. Manley said that the suspect had set off an explosive device inside his vehicle in a suburban Austin hotel parking lot as SWAT team members were closing in. A suicide bomber blew himself up near a Shiite shrine in Kabul, Afghanistan, Wednesday. Officials say the blast killed at least 31 people and wounded more than 60 others. Pernell Murdoch reports.
The attack took place as the capital celebrated the Nowruz holiday, marking the start of the Persian New Year. Kabul has been on alert for attacks over the Nowruz holiday, but the bomber was still able to detonate his explosives. The militant group Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
State media reports at least 44 people, most of them women and children, were killed when insurgents fired mortar shells on a busy market in the Syrian capital of Damascus. Elsewhere, an airstrike killed at least 20 people, 16 of which were children, as they were leaving their schools in Kfar Bakkith village. The violence came as Syrians were celebrating Mother's Day. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Semi-formal negotiations in Finland between current and former officials from the U.S., South Korea, and